Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, on the line with us is a man, Al, who's
yes.
been a sage when it comes to Carson Wentz.
And, of course, he is Elliot Shoreprox, and he's brought to you by your Tri-State Toyota dealers, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, Elliot, I'm going to jump right in the deep end here. Seth Joyner said after the game that Doug Peterson is coaching like he wants to get fired. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, and honestly, I don't blame him. At this point, Doug Peterson is stuck with a quarterback that it just doesn't work with. We have 3 years of evidence of that. He can't run Doug's offense. I thought last night was the perfect example. I mean, Doug spends all week getting ready for the game, right? Monday through Saturday. He puts the game plan in place. They practice it. They come out Monday night, and the third play of the game, there's Greg Ward wide open over the middle, a nice easy throw to get Carson Wentz into rhythm to get him going. And he sails it over his head. A few plays later, he has Dallas Goedert open down the field. He underthrows it. I mean, you know, look, everyone holds blame for that debacle last night. This is some of the worst Eagles football I've seen in my lifetime. So everyone deserves blame. But if I'm Doug, I feel helpless at this point because I'm being blamed for a quarterback that doesn't look like he can be fixed.
All right, then why doesn't he go to Hurts?
Because of look, there's, I guess, a lot of reasons. There's the contract. There's the fact that Doug has already said publicly, if you were to put Wentz in, that it's kind of put Hurts in, it's kind of putting throwing the towel in on the season. I would probably go to Hurts at this point, even though I think it basically ends the relationship with Carson Wentz. But it's a complicated decision. I mean, I think even the Nick Foles thing still plays into this. There's just so many layers to it. And it's, once again, what made the Jalen Hurts pick such a bad pick.
Elliot, 5 straight 3-and-outs to start a primetime game on ESPN. By the 5th one, could you speculate for us as to what the fans would be doing in the stands?
You know, last night there was obviously no fans, but I can tell you that you could almost feel the anger, like, from the press box about how mad fans were probably going to be. But the thing that really stood out to me was, when I got to that game on last night, you could tell that Jalen Hurts felt he was going to play more. You could tell in warmups he was going around to all of his teammates. He had some extra pep in his step. And then at the beginning of the game, he was like a kid on the sideline next to Doug. He was always within 1 or 2 feet of him. You could tell he really wanted to get in. Him and Doug like had this almost extended hug before kickoff, and then it just never happened. So it was just, you know, from that, it was a complete disappointment. But, yeah, you could tell that, like, things went south quickly for that team, and you could feel the anger, you know, in the stadium, even with no fans there.
All right, Elliot, you are, I don't have to tell you, your title is you're the Eagles expert on WIP. And that's why I need an elaborate, in-depth explanation on Doug's overall plan to use second-round pick Jalen Hurts.
They don't have one. It's very obvious they do not have a plan when it comes to Jalen Hurts. The pick made no sense at the time, but you could really tell last night that they don't have a plan when it comes to Jalen Hurts. Now, maybe they decided they wanted to try to get him in, but it's ridiculous. It's silly. I mean, he comes in for one game, for one play, and throws a 6-yard pass and then doesn't come in the game again. And then there's another moment where he's trying to come in. He's not sure if he should come in or not. He runs off the field. He runs back on. I mean, it's been a complete debacle. And the shame is, I like Jalen Hurts as a quarterback prospect. I think he could succeed. I think, you know, there's some really good qualities about him, both on and off the field. But it's not working because they don't have a plan. The pick didn't make sense. And you can tell last night, like, they just don't know what they're doing when it comes to using Jalen Hurts.
I noticed toward the end of the game, Elliot, there was show on TV that Harry Rose was packing up his binoculars. Do you know if he wears glasses?
Well, after last night, I would hope not. Hopefully he didn't get a clear view of what was happening, because that was up to
us. No, Elliot, in what world do you evaluate Ortega Whiteside and Metcalf and say Ortega Whiteside is a better choice? Just tell me what world it is. Metcalf is better in every department, everyone. How do you do that?
Well, look, I think that when it comes to the miss of DK Metcalf, you can certainly make the argument that—
No, you can't.
Well, hold on. Let me
Don't say it. I'm warning you. I'll cut you off, Elliot. Go ahead. Say it.
Well, I'll get to my point right away.
Right, go ahead.
Howie deserves more blame than other general managers when it comes to this. He was scouting wide receivers. They put a lot of time and effort into scouting wide receivers over the last year. They've made it so they have to get impact players through the draft. And, you know, yes, every general manager passed on DK Metcalf, but Howie was the one that drafted what was supposed to be a similar type player a few picks before them. He drafted a wide receiver that was big and supposed to be, you know, that type of DK Metcalf player, and he wasn't. And that makes the miss even more. And then when you look at the Jalen Reagor, Justin Jefferson thing, like, they have put the pressure on themselves to get those players right. They've done it by making poor decisions in free agency. They've done it by the fact of holding on to Alshon and Deshaun. Like, they have had to get the picks right in the draft. And not only have they got them wrong, they've, like, historically blew them when it comes to passing on maybe two of the top five players in the NFL receivers right now.
All right, Elliot. That was close, but you did okay. All right, Elliot. Let me get to this next thing, because Jim Schwartz does not speak on game days, and yet he did yesterday. Not to you, not to the media, but directly to DK Metcalf when he told him that he is not yet Megatron. And DK used it for inspiration. Was this a smart tack by Jim Schwartz?
So, from what I've heard, that at least from Jim Schwartz's end, this conversation might have been a little overblown, that he wasn't trying to insult DK Metcalf, that maybe DK took it the wrong way. And that's certainly possible. I don't see why he would go up and, you know, try to poke DK Metcalf prior to the game. But on the flip side of that is, no matter how it was interpreted, it clearly backfired, right? I mean, DK Metcalf was unstoppable last night. He seemed like he was a motivated player. You could tell right off the jump. I mean, Darius Slay probably deserves more blame for what happened last night, both on the field, but also by, you know, angering this guy early on in the game. You could tell that initial fight that they got into got DK Metcalf going. And look, Darius Slay was brought in for games like last night, right? That's why you trade for Darius Slay. That's why you pay Darius Slay. And I understand that DK is tough to cover, but 10 catches, 177 yards, like, you have to do better than that. You just have to.
All right, Josie, let me explain the strategy the Eagles had in working with Metcalf last night. Metcalf was a big bear, and they got several sticks and kept poking the bear in the hopes he would run away.
Exactly.
And instead, he sat on
them. He ran away from them with the ball in his hands.
All right, I got to get to Wentz, obviously, Elliot. We don't understand why he survived the whole game when he was getting sacked, six more sacks. He was, as you pointed out earlier, not accurate with the throws. How much longer are they going to do this?
Yeah, I think what really puts into perspective how bad it's gotten Carson Wentz is that last night, midway through the second quarter, they had 4 yards of offense. On Sunday, the Denver Broncos, playing without a quarterback and a practice squad receiver trying to throw the ball, had 27 yards of offense in the first quarter. So the team without a quarterback is doing better than the team that paid their quarterback $120 million. I mean, it's broken. The Carson Wentz thing is broken right now. You can see it in the way the offense clicks, but not only that, I mean, since he tore his ACL in 2017, they're 17-20-1 with him at quarterback. That's an extended amount of time in a losing record. And the core of the problem is he's not accurate. Like, we can get into all the different things around it, the play calling, his decision-making, all that. The core of the problem is he cannot throw an accurate football. And you saw that last night. When there are easy throws to be made, he can't do it. And until that changes, this is not going to be a winning team with him at quarterback.
Elliot Shoreprox, ladies and gentlemen, with some great analysis. Elliot, always a pleasure. Thanks, pal. Appreciate it.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you guys later.
All right, Elliot Shoreprox, telling it like it is, Al. It's a train wreck
it
over there
mess.
Right now.
It's
a nightmare. Are you looking at something else you have to read, or are you good?
No, I'm
all right, good. Well, let's go to Ray then. Hi, Ray. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Man, nice talking to you.
No, it isn't.
We don't know yet.
Ray, just let it out. Let it out.
Well, I'm calling from Manuka, Illinois. oh, boy. Let me start off with the game, and then I'm going to get into a little more personal, I don't want to say complaint, but explanation. When the game started, the Eagles had the Eagles got a penalty, and so it was first and five, right? First and five.
Yes.
Yep. Correct.
And then what do? Three passes? Run the freaking ball at least once or twice, and then throw a pass if you get stuffed.
It was insanity.
Hold on, Ray. Were you in Rhea's living room when that happened?
I literally lost my mind.
Rhea went nuts.
You get a penalty.
Yep.
You need 5 yards to get a good feeling for your offense.
Yep.
A first down.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You're right, Ray.
And you've passed the ball three times in a row when you have Wentz, who everybody knows who is inaccurate and whatever, you know?
Shell shock.
And I was just like, you got to be kidding me. Got to be kidding me.
What's the personal thing, Ray? Ray, get to the personal thing. I got a lot of calls today. I want to get everybody in. What's personal about this?
Okay. So that was my other thing. Oh, that was my first thing.
Right.
Anyways, the other thing is, I've been diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver back in 2016, on January 30th, 2016. I got the doctors gave me two to three years to live, okay? And by the grace of God, I was able to see the Eagles win a Super Bowl, okay? For the first time in my life, of course, everybody else's life, we saw the Eagles win a Super Bowl. And that was the most glorious thing that I've ever seen in my life. And now with COVID, sitting here, with underlying conditions, I've been sitting in the house, and I haven't gone anywhere and done anything, you know? I mean, I go to the grocery store twice a month, and I take care of my 82-year-old mother, and nobody calls me and talks to me and stuff, you know? I mean, I have every now and then, you know? And I have very little family. And the Eagles and the Phillies, is another story which I'm not going to get into. That was a debacle. And that's what I look for. Every week I hope for something to look for. And it's not there. And it just hurts so much to see that I probably will not see another NFL season. And to see, I'm sorry.
No, Ray, listen.
I'm just saying that this means a lot to people, and I hope that Carson Wentz hears this. That this means a lot to people, and I'm a Christian, and I believe in God, and I know I was saved for a reason, and I wish that they would turn this season around and do something miraculous, but. Anyways, guys, I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Ray, listen to me. I appreciate you, you know, sharing that with the audience today. I want you to understand a couple of things. One is, you want to talk to somebody, you call this show between 6 and 10, and we'll put you on right away. And I'm going to leave you my own personal cell number. You call me whenever you want to talk to somebody, all right?
Oh, thank you, because...
No, I mean that.
I've been kind of abandoned by people.
Wow.
It's been very hard, and I appreciate that.
You stay on hold. I'm going to give you a number, all right, Ray?
Okay.
Stay right there and be strong. Be strong, all right?
I'm trying to. I understand, Ray.
Thank you for sharing that with everybody. Sometimes we need to understand even how much football means in our lives. I appreciate that, Ray. Stay right there. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time 760.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.